Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's March 14th, 2017, and I am your substitute host, Antoine Bergeron, here with my substitute co-host, Guillaume La Machine.
Hello, Antoine.
How are you doing?
Super fine. It's daylight saving time. We just switched.
Yeah.
Super fine. Everybody's fine. The kids are fine. Everybody's fine.
Yeah. Same thing here. They are fine. Okay. So Paul is as is unfold with the baby stuff. So we are here instead, and we will jump right in. So first, the non-crowdfunding related items. First item we have by maxmini.eu, the Goblin Junkyard Roller. So this is a really cool orky, well, goblin-y in this, Gretchen, you call them in 40k, I think.
Grots or Gretchen, yeah.
Yeah, grot, small tank.
It's like a tank slash buggy.
Yeah, like a mix of both.
Yeah, four wheels and a turret.
Four or six?
Six, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's more okay. No, it's really cool. It's like each time I'm on the news, you find something grot related, just for me.
Well, there's almost always something grot related, that you be there or not. So it's cool. It's pretty cheap. It's a grot vehicle, so it's not that big. It comes at €15, so that's a good price.
Yep, there looks super cool. Second item from Mini Monsters, we have New Terran. Basically, it's think of still like Warcraft, the Ords faction. Okay, so Orcs again, fantasy, and we have guard towers and barricades and like a gray skull kind of cave entrance.
Yeah, a cave entrance, yeah.
Yep.
I like the Dwarven Gate, though.
Oh, this is a dwarf gate, but who cares about that? Yeah. I mean, super cool guard tower for orcs and goblins.
Yeah, yeah. The two guard towers are really cool. There, well, it's one with just a variant top.
Yeah,
that goes. You can have it with a roof or not, but it looks really cool.
Yeah.
If we still played more 40k, fantasy, I think that might get on our table.
Yeah, for sure I would consider this. It's really nice. It's come at 30 centimeters high.
Yeah, it's a nice piece.
About 15, 12 inches. 15 inches.
So. Next, we have from Night Models a bunch of new releases for both their DC Universe and the Batman miniature game. So won't go through all of them, but I particularly like their new Catwoman model. She looks pretty good. I don't know if you have a favorite in the list.
Looking at them, I like Aquaman has a nice pose, a really nice pose.
Yeah.
And I mean, Aquaman deserves all the loves he can get. Underrated character, anyway. But I really like the pose, really heroic. Yeah. The Catwoman is like classic. Like Catwoman,
for sure.
Classic one.
I can't wait to see their take on the movie one once it comes out, because they do most of the movies and every iteration of all the characters. So we will probably see a Jason Momoa one.
Miniature Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I think it will look pretty different to that classic Aquaman one.
So nothing in resemblance at all.
I think both will look good.
I don't know if he will take it well. I mean, this guy always is larger than life, Momoa. So I don't think that having a miniature of himself, if he will take it well. Right. Next item from Sarissa Precision, we have a pagoda. But pagoda is like a Japanese inspired, again medieval Japanese. A feudal Japanese. It's a tower like 3 stories high.
Last week we talked about it's a new range for them, the Japanese range, and this pagoda is a new addition to it. So, fits right in. It's a big building.
It's a big piece. Yeah, it's 45 pounds, but it's a really big piece. Like, yeah, it, like a big, beautiful centerpiece on a table. It's really large.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's a nice one. After that, from Wargame Exclusive, we have a new Erizi Hunter Razor Blade car with Assault Module. So, Wargame Exclusive, they do all kinds of vehicles for proxy vehicles for 40K,
mm-hmm.
but they all kind of have a more like custom limousine or Death Race 2000 kind of feel instead of tanks like you see in the game usually. They are the guy who did all the limousines for the Gene Seder Cult. And this one is another car, but for the Inquisition instead.
Okay, I couldn't tell the difference. I mean, it's an armored limousine. It will fit cool.
The only way is you check the category, which is their like their faction separation. That's the only way I know it's for them instead of for the cult.
Their design.
I'm pretty sure you could use it with the cult vehicles anyway.
Yeah,
it wouldn't really matter.
Probably just a detail at this point, but yeah, the design is on point. It's a really cool vehicle.
Yeah, I saw somewhere a comment, I think, on a Tabletop Fix. Someone commenting, they have so many cars, we could probably have a car game with just those. And they would look really nice.
like post-apoc racing game or something like that.
Mm-hmm. yeah, a dark sci-fi game with car. Yeah.
Totally.
Like a Necromunda race game.
Mm-hmm. That didn't imagine the table for that. Oh my god.
it would be cool. Yeah, I think that's something we need to talk with Paul and maybe get in motion.
Yeah, with the Gamers Vault space available. No. Or if anyone has a church basement to rent.
well, we just get a bunch of tables together. I'm sure we can manage something.
All right. Next up, from Cool Mini or Not, we have Wrath of Kings new releases. First, they have release for the... What faction is that? The Heretic Adros Neretic Horrors, which are like...
fish people.
Fiends, like hell fiends or something. They're like... Bleh.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of mouths
the,
and tentacles.
Fish ones. Yeah, they look weird.
Yeah, dangerous and weird. Scary as hell. And they also released a Shalhan Celestial Host. These are really cool. More my kind.
This is a box of all specialists and characters, leaders for Shalhan's different versions.
Okay, so, okay. It's is this really 7 models?
Yep, wow. That's the whole box.
So you have elephants, pandas, snakes. Oh, they're amazing.
And a monkey to lead them.
Oh, yeah.
Small monkey.
I'm not sure what it was.
When Yom said elephants, pandas, snakes, monkeys, you think, they're miniature beasts. There won't be that much of a difference. No, there is. The elephants
scale
look
is relevant.
Big.
Oh, yeah, the elephants are huge.
The elephant weapon is probably twice as high as the monkey itself is, even with his back banner. So
it's like a tree trunk that they put blades on it. That's amazing. The elephants are really cool.
Yeah. I like all of them, to be honest.
Wow.
I'm not a fan of the whole Shyland 9, but this box, this box is cool. And it's pretty cheap, $50 for all that?
For all that.
Yeah.
Good value.
Yes, it is.
Well
even
done,
just for painting.
Seaman. Yeah, the models are amazing.
Yeah. After that, we have from Tor Gaming some new pre-order for Relics. The first one is the Dragon Breath for the Riddens. And after that, we have the Vesparter for the Cthu. So, a couple of new releases. They are upcoming and should be available. You can pre-order them and they will be shipping soon.
Yay! Finally, we have from Succubus Studios the Oriental Edge, which is a box set, I believe. No, it's a miniature. It's a single miniature. It's basically a geisha with a katana charging at you. The model is beautiful. Finely done. 32 mil. Lots of detail.
Yeah, right
and
now
you can
we
go
only
crazy
see the,
on the free end. Yeah.
We only see the render, but I think by the time we release the show, they will have pictures of the cast too. So that was mentioned on their Facebook page. So you can even see to be sure what the model looked like and not just look at the concept art and the 3D render. So
I'm not familiar with Succubus Studios, but nowadays 3D render are pretty close to the final project, if
yeah,
not
for sure.
Identical. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be the end for the non-crowding.
Yeah. So on to the crowdfunding for one, we have by Atlantis Miniature, 28mm dwarf miniatures. So it's a collection of dwarf in regular size, regular wargaming size. a bunch of either on foot or some ridden lords too.
Yeah, what are those creatures, like buffaloes? Weird. There's a lot of them. So the goats. Mountain goats.
Yeah,
pigs.
You have rams.
Wow.
Uggs. and what is called a war beast?
Yeah.
Looks like a mix between a buffalo and a rhino, I think.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of different units. Atlantis Miniature, they released their first Kickstarter worlds for mostly, I call them greenskin, but they're troll, goblins, orcs. And this one is, it's not just one or two dwarves. There's a ton of them, different type. You have rangers, crossbowmen, all kinds of mounted units, characters. Name them, you have choice, and they are unlocking stuff as they go. So
it's it's boutique level, even for the scale.
Yep.
It's really really nice product.
Yeah. And it's not just gaming minis. You have some display one, like if when you go down on stuff that they have unlocked, they have a brewmaster and also a beer maiden. They are cool piece for a little scenario. They even have a female unit, a female warrior unit.
A whole unit, because I saw her there, I mean, female warrior, but didn't know there was.
Yeah, there's a whole unit of them. 10 different.
Nice.
Yeah, 10 different ones. So they are really, there's. I like their orc one, but I prefer goblins, and I prefer my cartoony goblins, and their skulls are not that cartoony, but the dwarf really scratch an itch for me.
Oh, wow. The female unit, I'm looking at them.
Yeah, they are fantastic.
Yeah, you need to check them out. They are really fantastic. Nice.
Yeah, so this Kickstarter launched... I think a week ago, they are almost double their goal. They are at over 23,000 pounds. They still have 2 weeks left, and it will be funding on March 29th.
All right. Next up, we have, what is it? Color from Fluo Craft. We have Color Quest Season 1. I see miniatures.
Okay.
No
I'll
idea what's
in.
Going on. It's like
I'll jump
piece.
In. Color Quest is a new skirmish game based on the Color Wars universe. This is a line of, they call the Chroma miniatures. A bunch of, they all represent a color or a faction by color. It was a board game, and they add some boutique resin miniatures a while back. The Kickstarter didn't rework. They had the board game, but the board game was using chits. But the miniatures are really what's cool about that company. And so they are relaunching with a miniature game now. and not just a board game that use a bunch of pieces.
Okay.
And if you look online, look for Color Wars, or if you go down in the page, you see them. It's kind of the board game was you tried to color spaces with your guy. So if you had the red one, you tried to add red, but just the minis speak. And if you can find the painted versions, they are so cool.
Yeah, there are pictures on their Kickstarter page.
Yeah, the red set is there.
They're fun. They're super cartoony or like children illustration made into miniatures. Yeah. Cool. All right.
Oh, yeah. When you go down, you can see some of the Color Wars board game that is part of... that was the first history of those models. So of this universe, I mean.
So, all right. So
nice this, stuff.
Yeah. This project has a goal of 5,000 euros. They are around 4,100 euros right now. So not quite. They have not reached their goal yet. They have 16 days to go. So they end at the end of March, March 30, not 31st. And yes, so about 2 weeks to go and about 900 euros to get.
No, I think they'll make it. They didn't start that that long ago, so.
Oh, they have plenty of time.
Yeah.
There's always a push at the end also, so I wish them the best.
Mm-hmm. Next up, by Midnight Heroes, we have the Super Chibi AC or ACE. I don't know if the acronym is for something else. This is a new board game using the Super Chibi line of miniature that Midnight Heroes have already launched. They had two successful Kickstarter already, and this is a board game that will be using those minis. So it's a small, quick combat game, and you have them. It's a one-on-one game. You have single mini tanking. A Street Fighter with cards and a board.
Exactly.
Like
yeah,
that.
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Even the graphic design of the attack cards kind of fit with that, with the arrows and the kind of buttons or punch or kicks or stuff like that.
Jump, punch, kick. So,
yeah.
Is it Brian? Brian.
Yeah, that's Brian. Right? Yeah. And attack you on farms and stuff like that. So.
No, it's cool. The board is like the battleground. It's really like Street Fighter. The idea is fun. It's really fun.
Yeah. So this Kickstarter is already ongoing for a while. The goal is 4,500 and it's at over $1,000 right now. So not quite there yet. Hoping they can go. They have a bit less than 2 weeks left to go. So if they get their goal, it will fund on March 27th.
Go, guys. And finally, a Kickstarter old-timer.
Yes, nobody heard about that project.
No, for sure. So Kickstarter veteran, Cool Mini or not, are running a Kickstarter right now. It's for Rising Sun. I'm sure it's a surprise for everyone. Well, they are well funded many times over already also, but it's similar to one of their other games, right? But it's with the Japanese feudal theme, right?
Yeah, it's a new take on Blood Rage.
Yeah, exactly.
Same designer, Eric Lang, designed both games. I think there's more diplomacy in this one, and the team, instead of being Viking, is Oriental, as you say. The minis looks fantastic. It's a board game, but we're talking about it because there's a ton of minis.
And they are out of this world with details. And you can trust Eric Lang to put out good rules also.
Mm-hmm. And the minis, Cool Mini, recent board game minis are really good. It's not just the droopy plastic you add in old stuff. It's a good quality.
It's quality.
So the minis, you can get them for painting and for other game. You want to have an Oriental team for a war game and or a small skirmish game, something indie that you don't sell miniature for. You can jump in that game, get it, and it's simple. It's a 100 pledge, and that's it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Cool Mini didn't take didn't make something hard this time. You have one pledge. There's nothing else. And you get all the free stuff that they unlocked while the project is going on. And it is going on, like
yeah.
you mentioned.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they are still have a good way to go, a long way to go. And I mean, it's funded many times over. Unlocks, add-ons are just piling in. And poof. Not even like a free add-ons. I mean, like
it's so all free many. So
there's tons of it.
Over 20,000 backers. It's a lot.
Yeah. They have 3 weeks to go. They end on April 4th. So jump on it, I guess, people. That's a great game for a low value. A super good minis. Not much.
And a ton of super good minis.
Ton of super good minis. Not much else to say about this. There's a cool Godzilla monster. I like it.
And it's an Ereklang game, so there's a panda warrior. There's always a panda.
Oh, it's a classic with him?
Yeah. All his game have pandas. So maybe not Blood Rage. Yeah. But there might add been an unlock or something for one. But this one fits the theme even better. So.
He looks way, way meaner than Poe.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Poe Angry Brother.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And that's it for the news we have. So thanks for jumping in, Yom.
It was a pleasure.
We'll talk soon on the main show or at another substitution for the news.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find All Us Geeks, a podcast that discusses board games, movies, television, comics, Kickstarter, and many other forms of geek culture. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.